On a Sunday in a small town in the southeast of Kosovo called Gjilan, about 12 people are attending Mass in a small chapel. While Kosovo is a mainly Muslim country, other religions are free to practice their faith. But today, some Catholics here still prefer to keep their faith hidden. One of the two priests celebrating the Mass, Don Arrest, says at least 160 hidden Catholic families live in villages around Gjilan.
There hasn't been a Catholic culture here for 200 years. No catechism, no communal prayer. So they've forgotten the essentials because that's more difficult to maintain and just have the external traditions. Coloured eggs at Easter, the crib at home with candles, and so on. That's much easier. They celebrate that at home, hoping that nobody finds out. They have two identities. One amongst themselves and one with the people who aren't Catholics. For example, someone called Nicole will have a different Muslim name outside the home.
But the two priests giving Mass don't agree about hidden Catholics. The other priest, Don Dominic, says there is no such thing as hidden Catholics because today in Kosovo, there's nothing to stop Catholics from attending Mass.
I can't call them hidden Catholics. Being hidden Catholics here in this period, for me, is the nonsense, because the people that wanted to change the faith, to accept the Catholic faith and to be baptized, 18 of them, they had few of problems. So the idea of having hidden Catholics, I think that that is of the past. Here, actually, I don't think that is this idea a serious one and that can influence in their life.
But for at least one other person attending Mass in Gjilan, being Catholic is something to hide. Tahir, who also has a Catholic name, Mark. He explains that once he went to an Easter Mass that was broadcast on TV, and when he later visited his Muslim niece in the United States, she refused to talk to him or to let him into her home. He now avoids Masses where he could be recognized. His wife comes from a Muslim family, but is a practicing Catholic. Their daughter, Laura, who is also a Catholic, says this caused a lot of problems for her mother.
There was a lot of drama from her family because they decided that they don't want to do anything with her anymore. She was not her sister, she was not her daughter anymore. So like they threw her away. And then my dad was a Catholic, but he doesn't show it because of his family. They are all Catholic, but they don't show it because they are scared of what people are going to say. And there was a drama, trauma and things, but we are happy that we have Jesus, so that's more important than everything.
Laura says she's not afraid to be a Catholic, but she does avoid talking about her faith with strangers. Ismet is another Catholic who also used to keep his faith hidden until he was baptized a few years ago and christened with his new name, Marin. When he was young, he was taught to keep his family's religion a secret.
When I was 13, my aunt and two cousins took a candle and a wooden cross that they kept locked away in a small room and they prayed to celebrate a saint's day. I had to go into the room to get some cream and my aunt saw me. She asked me what I had seen and I said a candle and a plus because I didn't know what a cross was. And she said, "Keep your mouth shut." She told me to never tell anyone what I'd seen because there would be consequences for my parents. She used to spoil me and give me double cream because I kept their secret.
And he did keep it a secret until he decided to get baptized and profess his faith openly. He says Catholics in Kosovo should come out into the open.
We are a small nation. After 2,000 years, some nations like ours have disappeared, but we've survived. We've managed to survive since the birth of Jesus. Kosovo is in Europe. If we weren't, Catholics would have disappeared here long ago, and we couldn't have done anything about it. The only hope for us is Europe, which offers prosperity, the chance to keep a national identity, and the chance to practice the religion you want.
For much of the 20th century in Kosovo, communism meant increased secularization. Today, the small number of Catholics here are still cautious about declaring their faith, but some of them are slowly leaving behind their status as hidden Catholics. Kriya Borhurst, RFI, Pristina.